Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week, our guest is Jordan Blackwell, a second-year student in the Western Oklahoma State College Lawton Campus Nursing Program. She and her classmates will be holding a suicide prevention and awareness walk at Cameron University on March 2nd to raise awareness of suicide rates in Southwest Oklahoma. Jordan, thanks for joining us. Tell me about the suicide prevention and awareness walk.
WOSC Nursing Program is having this event to promote suicide awareness and to promote prevention. This walk is just to bring awareness to suicide and hopefully just shine light on the whole situation. It's going to be a free to the public event, and what we're doing, we're just bringing awareness to the high suicide rates that have been occurring here in the Southwest region of Oklahoma.
Is this something your entire class is participating in, or is this something that your class is sponsoring that not everyone is part of?
All 33 of us will be participating in this event, and we will all be at different booths, and as well as we will all be walking with the group as well.
And this will be held on campus at Cameron University around the Aggie Mile on campus. Now, I understand this is being promoted as a group walk. How will this be different from a race or solo walk, as are held for other events of this type?
I would classify like a race would be like we're rushing to the finish line, whoever gets there first, like that's the main winner. But for as a group, we're just walking all together to get to the end all together. Like we're all winners of this walk.
So it's not a competitive thing, but a public show of support.
Yeah, and more of an encouragement.
One of the things you're doing to help bring people in is holding raffles for a variety of items and services. What made you decide to have these kinds of giveaways as part of something that at first glance seems like it might be a pretty somber event?
I feel like when you give away free things, it makes more people want to come anyway to just bring more enlightenment onto the situation. But as well as giving away a free tattoo, someone can get a tattoo in remembrance of someone who did take their life. And we have other things as well. We have like a massage, you know, because that helps with therapy. That's a non-pharmacological measure that can be used instead of someone having to go get prescriptions for something. You can just have a moment to get a massage and feel better. Or we have even a haircut giveaway that we're going to have. Just get your hair done. You're going to feel better about yourself, or just whatever it is. Just whatever we can do to make people out here feel better about themselves.
What sort of things will be at the walk for those who are participating in remembrance of a loved one they have lost to suicide?
We're going to have some jewelry. We're going to have bracelets that have different colors. Then the colors represent each person that you lost. Pink will be like for my aunt, or yellow will be for my dad.
Now, are these booths going to be set up all around the walk, or is everything going to be at a central location?
We are going to be located first at the gazebos over by the dorms and the Science Center, and as well as the MCC. Everything is going to be set up at the south end at the gazebos. It's not going to be anything along the walk.
As I mentioned, you're holding the walk to raise awareness of high suicide rates in Southwest Oklahoma. What factors make the rates in this area high compared to other parts of Oklahoma or the rest of the country?
Just recently, you know, not too long ago, there were two teenagers who did take their lives, and not too many people talk about that, just as well as not too many people talk about what goes on in middle schools. And someone, a middle schooler, did take their life recently, too, and it's just getting higher and higher as time goes on. And I think it's due to technology, and just more people are able to bully each other easily now because of how technology is. You know, you have your Snapchat, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, all that stuff like that. And it's just causing people to just want to take their own lives. And I don't think that they're seeking out the help that they need to first.
We've talked about awareness, but the other aspect of your event is prevention of suicide. What are some of the ways that a person who's feeling suicidal can get help? Or if someone has a loved one that they feel is at risk of suicide, what can they do to help that person?
Well, for one, the number one thing that you can do is get in contact with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That number is 1-800-273-8255. And they are available 24 hours a day, whether you want to call them or instant message, whatever you're most comfortable with, you can get into contact with them. as well as if you do think you have a loved one who is facing some problems, you can always get in touch with the hospital and get help there, and they can get in contact with a behavioral center, or you can go directly to the behavioral center here. And if you are experiencing any kind of suicidal thoughts or just any sort of depression, seek help. Talking to someone helps. Just hiding it forever and not speaking on it isn't going to help you. You know, you have to get out there and you have to speak on it and speak to someone who can help you and get the resources that you need to go on with your life and to be better and feel better.
We've talked about prevention and awareness, which are the two focal points of your event. But what sort of resources are available in this area for people who are coping with the loss of a loved one due to suicide?
Counseling is a very important resource here. There's so many different resources here for counseling here in Lawton, especially. We have Open Arms, we have the Taliaferro, the outpatient, Southwestern outpatient. Like, you don't have to be a patient just to go to these behavioral places. They do have counseling services, as well as if you're a student here in Cameron, you can go to the counseling that they provide here for the students, because it is free for Cameron students.
So help is available for a lot of different aspects of dealing with suicide, and that's definitely important in helping with prevention. Our guest today has been Jordan Blackwell, a nursing student at the Western Oklahoma State College Lawton campus, who is part of the class that will be holding a suicide prevention and awareness walk next week. Jordan, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
The Suicide Prevention and Awareness Walk will be held Thursday, March 2nd at Cameron University from 5 to 8 p.m. The walk will begin at the south end of campus and is free to the public. For more information about the walk, you can visit the event page on Facebook. Just search for WOSC Suicide Awareness Walk. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit our website at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.